The following program was previously recorded. It's time for another edition of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. It's very kind of you to tune in today. Bemis Center for Contemporary Arts. Wouldn't you just love to attend an art auction, maybe even a concert as well? Well, you can. You can do that virtually because, yet again, on the cutting edge, Bemis Center for Contemporary Arts has figured out a way to do it. With me right now, the executive director, Chris Cook. Chris, thank you so much for joining me today.
Mike, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
This is kind of a neat idea, doing an auction and then also having a concert involved at the same time. This all happens on Friday, October 30th. The events for Friday start off at 8 p.m., but the auction itself is actually ongoing.
Mike, that is correct. Right now, people from around the world are bidding at this very moment on over 200 pieces of art, many of those artworks ranging from painting, sculpture, photography, drawing, are by Omaha artists and regional and national artists. And bidding started last Saturday and will continue through 10 p.m. this Friday, the 30th.
And that's on the website bemiscenter.org/benefit, correct?
Correct. And the benefit stands for the Benefit Art Auction and Concert, which is an annual celebration of contemporary art and Bemis's mission and how Bemis impacts our community here in Omaha.
Everybody can actually view the artwork online. How much artwork do you have out there?
There are, on the Benefit website, there are over 200 pieces, and they range broadly in terms of retail value. So we like to have something for that would fit everyone's budget, and we think of that very intentionely. But new this year, you know, for those of us that maybe have too much art on their walls or are trying to stay lean in this COVID age, we commissioned a number of artists to do two limited edition projects that are available also through the Benefit website. One is a limited edition postcard box set that features 10 area artists, and then also a limited edition signed, numbered silkscreen print by Omaha's very own Mary Zigafoos, who's an amazing artist.
Oh, that sounds fun. I also want to ask you about, so you've got Dan Deacon, experimental musician, who's going to do a concert, which kicks off
8 o'clock Friday night on the 30th.
On twitch.tv/Bemis Center. Can you talk about, you've been using Twitch TV a lot. Now, people do not have to have a membership to Twitch TV. You can just go to that URL, twitch.tv/Bemis Center, and voila, you can start watching the concert, right?
Exactly. And this is an example of one of the many ways that Bemis Center pivoted its programs from in real life to virtual experiences. And over the course of this year, we have been streaming a number of concerts on our Twitch page, and these concerts have been reaching over 14,000 viewers from around the world. And Dan Deacon is an amazing composer and experimental musician based in Baltimore. And he's doing a special concert for Bemis this Friday night starting at 8 p.m. Central Time.
I know that Bemis Center has been very, very good about housing artists, and you have fellowships, and you've been bringing in artists from all over and featuring their work and all this. One of the many groups of people that have been hit hard by the COVID-19 pandemic have been artists, both performance artists, visual artists, musicians, because of the inability to have large crowds. What has Bemis Center been doing to try to engage these folks, just like this this concert on Twitch?
Well, from the very beginning of COVID-19 and when our worlds immediately changed overnight, many artists had professional opportunities, exhibitions, residencies, lectureships that just vanished. And so throughout this entire year, we have been trying to think of new ways to financially support artists. And for the benefit, one way we decided to do that, which is new to this year's benefit, that is to provide each participating artist with a $500 honorarium. So regardless of whether or not their work sells during the auction, they will receive a participation honorarium that just helps, tie up some, funding for them.
He is the executive director for the Bemis Center for Contemporary Arts, Chris Cook. This Friday, October 30th at 8 p.m., the concert starts on twitch.tv/Bemis Center. Meanwhile, from this very moment you hear our voices up through 10 o'clock p.m. on Friday, October 30th, you can bid on any art you see on the auction site. Go to bemiscenter.org/benefit for more details. Chris, thanks a bunch. Appreciate your time today.
Always a pleasure, Mike. Thank you.